Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
At this time of the day, we do a thing called That's the Sound, What's the Story? Story in the news, we turn it into a sound, or we play something like this.
I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong.
Arnold.
Down at the Pink Pony Club.
I could go on, but I do have more. Arnold Schwarzenegger, he is on the island. He is in Belfast right now. Before I tell you why, though, hear more from Arnie, because I have backups.
Do you think you're bad about alone?
Go on, Arnold, go on.
Do you think you're bad about alone?
Oh, you've no idea how much I love this. Arnold is in Ulster University in Belfast. He has just got himself an honorary degree. I think it is super cool. I love the man, and he speaks so eloquently and he's very inspirational.
Always having a clear vision, always having a clear goal, and to go after that and not to listen to the naysayers.
Don't listen to the naysayers. Fair play, Arnold, on your honorary degree from Ulster University. Congratulations.
I know that this is a way that a lot of famous people are honoured.
Congratulations, Arnie. That's the end of it.
Honorary degrees, though. Can we not come up with a better way of celebrating people? Like, oh, you didn't do any of the work, but we're going to throw this degree at you. In this case, an actual doctorate, which means he's able to call himself a doctor if he wants to now, Dr. Arnold Schwarzenegger. And like, the work that goes into degrees, the work that goes into PhDs in particular, and then you just throw them out willy-nilly.
But it's a lovely way of honouring people. The honorary Oscar.
That's even worse. That's actually highlighting, oh sorry, you weren't good enough over decades of your career to actually ever get an Oscar, but here we're going to give you a pretend one.
Are you saying that you wouldn't accept an honorary Oscar or an honorary degree because you think they're a load of nonsense and they're just doing a disservice to actual Oscars, actual degrees?
A little bit. I think there's room to come up with a better way of honoring people that isn't like, oh, you don't have this in real life. We're going to highlight that by giving you a pretend one.
I think it's a genius way of getting a celebrity to a place. How do you do it? You want to get Arnold Schwarzenegger back to Belfast because he actually done a competition there about 60 years ago and he's crediting Belfast with kickstarting his career and he was able to public speak. How do you get him back? Give him an honorary degree. Arnold Schwarzenegger
give
flies back in.
Of the city.
I think that's an old fashion thing. You haven't heard much people getting the freedom of the city. So he can graze sheep.
Isn't that more quirky and fun than a piece of paper that literally doesn't mean anything because he didn't do? Now, it is in recognition of his contribution to public service, environmental advocacy and the arts. It's quite wide ranging here. And no, it's no shade to Arnold Schwarzenegger at all.
Okay.
It's a shade to the system.
Tell me this.
Yeah.
What is the highest honour you can give someone?
Complimenting how they make cups of tea.
No, come on, be serious now.
It depends on their, like, their field. Like,
oh,
you know, it depends on
now.
on the area that they're in. Yeah, you kind of have a one size fits all honor. But I do think freedom of a place, getting that does mean a lot. I think given that, and if we could step up that it wasn't just oh, you're grazing sheep in an area. If it could be the ceremony, but also mean something if they had an impact on that city. I just, the honorary degree, degrees are a real thing. They take a lot of work.
Okay.
And giving them without having done that work is a bit mad.
Probably too big of a question for a Monday. What is the highest honor you can bestow on someone, give to somebody? Is it a party? Is it a statue? Is it a commemoration coin? How do you truly honor someone that you care and respect for? 087-1-102-107. Fionnuala, I'm robbing Danielle's idea. And I'd use this to honor you.
Oh, okay.
Nicola Coughlin has one. Garen Noon has one. Supermax Gold Card would be the greatest honor I could bestow on you. Never mind your statues or your honorary degrees. I'd get you a Supermax Gold Card.
And this is what I'm saying. We need to tailor our honors system to be just really specific to the person. I would take a Copperies Gold Card if it was going. I have owned one in my time, but turns out they expire, Dave.
Oh, do they?
The one I had did anyway.
Should the whole point of a gold card is that they don't expire?
There was a date on the back of it. It was checked one night.
And it wasn't checked.
Yeah, it was. Oh, it was in there a really busy night. Yeah,
coppers,
yeah.
What are you at?
So, look, I fully appreciate that it's a system we have that, as you said, Dave, very good for getting famous people to come to a particular location and honour them with this honorary degree. But I think we can do better.
What is the greatest honour you can bestow on somebody? Hey!
Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.